There we go, fans. Oh, up a little bit. Check those levels. Radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight's event as the Penguins welcome in Hawaii Pacific into the Conlin Center. October 3rd, 2009. Penguin Volleyball on the air, broadcasting live worldwide from San Fran to Japan, from Mumbai to Dubai, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It's radio.dominican.edu. Broadcasting high atop center court, Josh and I are here in the luxury box, the opulent broadcasting area at Dominican University of California, looking down on the area of play from way up here on the western wall at Dominican University of California. How dare I say western wall? We're looking across at the western wall. We're actually way up here on the eastern wall, looking at the western wall.
I forgot my compass again, Stu.
Yeah, once in a while that happens. So Josh and I are here, about a minute and a half to go, fans. We'll have the starting lineups. Hawaii Pacific is in the house. And Hawaii Pacific, their record 7-7 overall, 4-1 in conference. Contrasting by Dominican's 3-13 record, 0-5 in conference. DU is looking for their first conference win with head coach Roger Goodwin in the NC2A Division II. Last night, so close, 5 games, 15 all at the tiebreaker. And the Penguins finally went down 17-15. That's more than 5 games, Josh, and that's a lot. The Penguins really played hard last night and did some good work. So we'll give you the starting lineups. For the Sea Warriors from Hawaii Pacific University under head coach Daryl Kappas, he's assisted by Kahala Kabalas and Crystal Torres. Coach Kappas, who's 7-7 overall, 4-1 in conference, is sending out number 2, Kyra Palayo. She's a 5'3" sophomore. Josh, and she's out of San Jose, and that is your hometown, no kidding, tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Chantel Jones is number 4. She's a 5'11 senior out of Thornton, Colorado. Thornton CO, Josh. Number 5 is Julia Gruzeka, a 5'10 senior, and she's out of Lodz, Poland. That's Lodz, Poland.
Lodz, Poland?
Yes, sir. Hmm. Julia Gruzeka out of Lodz, Poland. Shout out to Lodz. Going worldwide tonight as usual. So we're not only broadcasting into the islands, where we're shouting out a huge mahalo and aloha, but also we're giving a shout-out to Lodz, Poland. Number 6 is Kelly Ballinay. Ballinay is a 6-foot junior out of San Diego. Number 8 is Natasha Bell, a 5-foot-9 sophomore from Sunnyvale. That's down by San Jose. You know where Sunnyvale is?
Oh, yeah. Sunnyvale is... It might as well be San Jose, too.
You probably hung out in Sunnyvale when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps you hang out there now.
Seeing as I still consider myself a kid.
A little bit.
And you're still a young man, Stu.
Thank you, Josh.
Sunnyvale's,
I appreciate that.
It's nice. It's sunny in Sunnyvale all the time, tell you the truth.
I've
never been there when it's
rained. I wonder if that's why they call it Sunnyvale.
Most likely.
The home of Moffett Field. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
Mariana Souza, 5'10", junior, out of Ribeirão Preto, Brazil. Let's get that one right. She's number 10, Josh. And rounding things out for Coach Kappas is number 22, Kelly Keating, a 5'10 senior out of Irvine, California. For the Penguins, under head coach Roger Goodwin, they're 3-13 overall, 0-5 in conference, but looking for their first one. He's assisted by John Engstrom and Jeremy Wagner. Coach Goodwin is sending out number 6, Gabby Pecora, a 5'10 senior and team captain out of Sonoma. Number 11 is Tiana Tua Tagaloa, the 6-foot senior out of San Rafael. Number 14 is Laurel Grant, a 5'10 senior out of Aptos. Also for Coach Goodwin, Jacqueline Woodall, number 15, a 5'7 senior out of San Rafael. Number 18 is Ashley Sand, a 6'2 freshman. And as Josh likes to say, a true freshman out of Rona Park.
Oh, yeah.
And Brooke Swingle, number 23, a 5'10 junior out of Sonoma. All right, fans, we are about ready to get this one underway between the Penguins and the Sea Warriors. From Hawaii Pacific, right here at Dominican University of California. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at DU, where our head coach is Melba Beal. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight's event. Aloha and mahalo and a shout out to all of the Hawaii Pacific fans listening in the islands and abroad and elsewhere. And a shout out to the DU fans listening worldwide on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Just the last few DU players are being introduced now by our overhead announcer, and we'll have the national anthem for you shortly. Oh, okay, and so now the starters are being announced. And Picora gets the announcement. And she waves to the crowd. Tua Tagovailoa does. And Laurel Grand is introduced. I think Goodwin has his game face on, Josh, after last night's narrow loss. Boy, that was a heartbreaker.
Oh, yeah.
Josh, Goodwin could send a real message throughout the PacWest Conference by getting past Hawaii Pacific tonight. Though it's a tall order, they're 4-1 in conference.
It's a very tall order, Stu, but we've seen these DU girls play with the very best so far this year. We played against Hilo. We held our own against them. Also, last night against Chaminade. But hopefully tonight we might be able to pull out one. It's a tough order, but I think we can do it.
All right, fans, now it's time for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, fans, here we go. Another night of NC2A Penguin Volleyball. And both teams are the low five under the net. And, Josh, here comes part of my favorite part of the evening.
This is head women's volleyball coach, Roger Goodwin, welcoming you to another DU volleyball match with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
That's right, with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn. Josh, you know I love it when the coach says that. And here we go with our theme music. Well, wait a minute.
This is head women's volleyball coach.
There's our theme music. And we're back on the air, fans. Radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for the coach. And the reminder, fans, you are listening to the worldwide Penguin leader, radio.dominican.edu. We're about ready for the side out now. Josh is in place. I'm happy to report. Josh, our producer tonight.
Oh, yeah. I'm producing. I'm trying to...
Mixing it.
Yes, yes.
Josh, the mixer on the board.
Trying to get everything off the cutting floor onto the table.
Yeah. Starters are out on the floor for both sides. Penguins are off to our left. The Penguins occupying the southern end of the Conlin Center. The Penguins will be playing from the key, from the Q to the P on the computer keyboard. And the starters are on the floor. So it's Sand, Swingle, Tua Tagovailoa, Pecora, Grand, and Woodall for the Penguins. Hawaii Pacific rotating in Kyra Palayo now in place of Chantel Jones. Chantel Jones is jacked.
Oh,
she's
yeah,
over there,
she's
really.
High.
She's pumped. I like that excitement. Shout out to Jones. Jones out of Thornton, Colorado. Shout out to the Rockies. Here we go, Josh. Game one, best of five, fans. Rally scoring every time the ball touches the floor. Another point is scored. And 15 is Woodall. She'll serve it for the DUs, and we are underway with a side out. Penguins, another night of DU volleyball. And into the back row, the kill shot laid in there by Kelly Ballinay. Ballinay, the 6-foot junior out of San Diego. And it's 1-0 in favor of the Sea Warriors from Hawaii Pacific University. Serving for the Sea Warriors, Kelly Keating, the 5'10 senior out of Irvine. And Keating with an ace.
I don't know what that was, Stu. Pecora and Grand were right in front of it, but both some kind of miscommunication,
yep.
Both going for it.
Neither one of them went after it at the last instant. They both backed up on it. Keating with another bullet to the front row. Penguins to Sand. Two flat, deep, three zip. And after last night's gigantic letdown, it could be the Penguins are going to have no air in the tire here. We'll just have to see how it goes. 3-0 in favor of the Sea Warriors. The next serve by Keating, a beauty to Pecora. Now a forward set over to Tiana. Cross court tipped by Hawaii Pacific. And now, oh man, it's kept alive somehow with a brilliant save by Palayo. Dug out of the net, and the DUs with the first point of the night, 3-1. And Tua Tagovailoa will serve it for the DUs. Penguins are a little tired from last night. I know the broadcast team is tired from last night.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely a barn burner. It wore us all out. I'm sore right now, Stu.
I'm sore. It was a big night last night. And a perfect serve by Tua Tagovailoa. And the Penguins are on offense now after the Sea Warriors were able to field it pretty cleanly. And a good block there by Swingle. And that one hits the deck. And Swingle with the block and the point for the Penguins, 3-2.
A little bit of miscommunication there on Hawaii Pacific. Once again, had two or three girls going for the ball at the same time.
All up in the front left corner. You're right. Now Tua Tagovailoa with another serve. The absence of the black hole tonight. Not much doing over there in the black hole. This one drops in on a nice kill. Shot by Kelly Ballinay. She gets another killer. That's her second. And it's 4-2 in favor of the Sea Warriors.
Well, I know who the culprit is in that, Stu. The black hole not being here. It's Love Fest in San Francisco.
Oh, that's right.
They decide after they raised all that all that cane yesterday, they would go spread some love in San Francisco.
Good
so
call.
Go.
Trisha Yoshimura, a 5'2" junior out of Honolulu, has been rotated in for Hawaii Pacific. And miscommunication there. Pecora pounds one into the net. Actually, there wasn't that much on it. But Pecora misjudged it completely. 5-2, game one. Whistles all around. And Yoshimura will serve it again, and she serves it into the net, and that's a big favor for the DUs. Yoshimura is absolutely dwarfed by the rest of the team. She's only 5'2". And Yoshimura couldn't get that one over the net. It's 5-3 now. Serving for the Penguins is Lachelle Roulon, who is the libero player for the Mighty Penguins tonight. And now it's 5-4, as Roulon is credited with an ace.
Terry Toomey, the new AD, is in the house, too.
Roulon brings it into the back left corner. Yeah, Toomey's just arrived, fans. We'll have more on Toomey's, whatever he's got going on tonight as the night progresses, 6-4. Always keeping an eye on the people here at DU.
Oh, yeah, he's very involved in our athletics. And you mentioned Yoshimura a little earlier, Stu. She is just about the only player on this Hawaii Pacific team who is under 5'9". So we're facing some tall girls tonight.
Next serve by Kelly Ballinay. Ballinay serves it up. The DU set it. Swingle with a short set. Left-handed. Rotating in is Malapai out. Woodrow. Jacqueline Woodall gets put to the bench. Service by Swingle. Penguins down by just one now. 6-5. Game one. Check it. They're down by two as Julia Gruzeka out of Lodz, Poland unleashes a big overhead killer and right down in the feet of the Penguins, 7-5.
This Hawaii Pacific team has a lot of great athletes, dude. They're getting up above the net. They're making very sharp serves, very sharp bumps, and they're pretty much ruling us out right now.
Gruzeka with an ace into the back right corner. Tua Tagovailoa backed up on it, but it had a lot of topspin, Josh, and it bit right in there.
Oh, yeah.
Dropped quickly like a rock. 8-5, Hawaii Pacific on top in game one. Hawaii Pacific's head coach is Daryl Kappas. Here's the next serve by the Sea Warriors. This one served into the net. Grand went after it, but she couldn't do anything after it was bumped by Tua Tagovailoa. Tiana led Grand right into the net. Grand couldn't dig that one out. 9-5, game one. Gruzeka to serve again, the 5'10 senior. She's an outside hitter fan. She throws it way up there with the runner. This one is to Gabby, and it's bumped, and a back set to Grand. Grand goes back corner. Now it's still alive barely. And another fine save by Palayo. Boy, that's two tonight. Now it's set over to Gabby cross-court, and it's a kill off the right hand of Yoshimura. That one goes out of play, 9-6, DU trailing. Here is Gabby. Penguins down by three in game one. Pecora in the center of the house. Goes to the back row to Palayo with the bump. And now the set. They get over to Bell, Natasha Bell. Bell is a 5'9 sophomore. She gets it across nicely. Penguins get it back up without much on it. Now it's pounded into the net by Kelly Keating, and none of the Sea Warriors could dig it out. 9-7. Gabby to serve again now. Gabby on a roll. That's one in a row, Josh. We'll take it.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly
we'll
moves,
take that all day.
Or Gabby moves over just a few feet left of the center line. And the Sea Warriors, Chantel Jones, reaches up and helps one quickly over. As a rotation, Mariana Souza has come in place of Trisha Yoshimura. 10-7 Sea Warriors. Penguins on defense as Natasha Bell has a side out for Hawaii Pacific. Into the front row, Tiana goes cross-court at a nice angle. Has quite a bit on it, but the Sea Warriors are able to handle it. This one's going to be over to the Penguin bench, and now it's way out of play. And the Penguins get the whistle blown. Roger Goodwin came up and Malapai, Loimata Malapai, was about to do a stage dive into the Penguin bench. And Roger Goodwin is now talking to the referee who blew the whistle. And now Brandon Davis is on the scene. I think that he might have to tape down the tarp that's underneath the bench now. But Roger thought the guy, the referee, that's Steve Earnhardt, that Earnhardt blew the whistle too soon, I think, is what his complaint was. This one goes off of the arm of Chantel Jones, and it's out of bounds once it comes off of the arm. 11-8.
The DUs are still hanging within this game, Stu. Definitely Hawaii Pacific. You see the experience they have. You see the athleticism. But we're still hanging in there with them. We just got to make the smarter plays when it counts.
Penguins with the side out. Chantel Jones now spikes one down, but it's wide. Penguins within two now, 11-9. In game one on radio.dominican.edu. Here is Laurel Grand, the 5'10 senior out of Aptos. The perfect serve into the back row. Grand now the set to Jones. Bumped up. Malapai, uh-oh, terrible set by Malapai. She set it over the net. That's not what you want to do. And after that set, Hawaii Pacific had everything going for him. That one was set perfectly to Mariana Souza, who ripped one. And now it's 12-9, and the Penguins are back on defense. Serving it is Kyra Palayo, the 5'3 sophomore. Palayo with a great serve. Boy, she's had two great saves tonight, if not more. And some great service, Palaya. This one's over to Tiana. Oh, no. Tua Tagaloa shanked it, Josh. She missed it completely, and it never even made it to the net.
Went up and misjudged that. Looks like she got a little bit too much of a jump on it and didn't quite get the ball quite over the net, Stu. Really muffed it. Not a good effort so far in this first game, I would say.
Yeah, the Penguins are a little lackluster right now. They're very tired from last night, I think. And they're only down by four, though, Josh, as you mentioned. You know, if they were right on top of their game, they could be in this thing in a big way.
No doubt about it. In fact,
they're not out of it by any means. But 13-9 fans, and we are in game one on radio.dominican.edu. And now with commentary, here's my partner, Josh Johnson.
Well, as we noticed in our yesterday's game, if you were tuning in with us here against the Chaminade game, one thing we noticed is that the points we lost by was the points we gave away, not the ones they earned, Stu. We noticed that Chaminade was able to capitalize on our muff serves, our missed digs, things as such. So what DU needs to do is to eliminate giving away points. You can't give away points. You can't have turnovers or anything like that. Just like any other sport, you got to stay on top of your P's and Q's and be able to deliver. That's what DU has to do in this game, Stu.
Radio.dominican.edu delivering you NC2A volleyball. Here is Palaya with the next service. Bumped by Gabby, set by Swingle. Over to Tiana, bumped across. Oh, a pancake, saved by Palayo. Into the back left corner, and the kill shot by Souza's good. And I'll tell you what, Josh, Palayo saved that with the pancake. That was a beauty, 14-9. That was about as good as they get. She dove down, the hand was flat on the floor, and the ball came right off the back of her palm, the back of her hand, to save the point, and in fact, then set it up. Malapai now with a killer, but it's blocked nicely by the Sea Warriors. Bumped up by Swingle. Now it's set by Malapai. Two-touch Malapai. Number 13 gets called. Boy, that was right in Tiana's breadbasket, too. She had set that thing perfectly, but not without hanging on to it a little too long. 15-9, game one. Here's Palayo. Palayo's a 5'3 sophomore out of San Jose.
Oh, yeah.
Bumped by Tiana. Set back by two Tiana, who just helps it across without much on it. Now a killer, and it comes off the front row of the blockers. The kill by Kelly Ballinay. Ballinay out of San Diego is a 6-foot junior. And she has some hops, and she can really smoke it. 16-9 now. And we're approaching that red zone part of the game. It's been so tough on the Penguins lately. Gabby into the front row, and the block by Kelly Ballinay. And Ballinay's not only on offense, but playing some massive defense. 17-9.
And everything's going right now for the Sea Warriors, too. They're executing all their plays. They are delivering and they are scoring points.
Yeah, you're right. They are playing beautifully right now. This is some fine volleyball being played in the Conlon Center, actually by both teams. Penguins are playing pretty well. Very softly now, just dinked over, helped by Malapai. I thought that was a two-touch, but it wasn't called so. Ballinay with a smash. The Penguins are right there to block it. Now it's set up over to the left side of Souza. Souza comes off the hands of Malapai and Sand. And it goes out of bounds wide right. Sea Warriors point, 18-9.
Sea Warriors once again giving a hard one. Malapai went up with the block. Valiant effort by her, but just went a little bit there out of bounds. Lines judge called it out. You got to take it still.
Palaio serving now. She gets it up. Tiana with a nice smash. And Sand. Sand finishes the deal there. Sam got some massive hops, leaned back on it, buckled, took it deep.
I love the determination by Sands on that hot, on that hit. Got up, Stu, above the net and said, the heck with this. We're scoring one.
That
got
was nice.
And put it down.
18-10. Called in as the smash is good by Souza. Another killer, 19-10. Penguins win one. Souza stops the run by the mighty Dominicans. Here's Kelly Keating, the 5'10 senior out of Irvine, south of Los Angeles in California. Here's the bump by Gabby. They set to Tiana. A brilliant save. Well, that was a great save by Natasha Bell. Oh, Bell is so good. Boy, there's some defenders on this Sea Warriors team that won't quit. Oh, and into the net, Julia Gruzeka, the 5'10 senior out of Lodz, Poland, tried to dink one into the front row, and it was short of the front row. It was short of the net.
She tried to give a sort of that, like volley soft touch, but didn't quite get it over.
Tua Tagovailoa, 19-11. DU's trailing in game one. Here's the bump by Gruzeka. It's over. And the Penguins set it up to Gabby. Now Swingle goes back row deep. Swingle buckled on that one from the front row and did not get a good angle on it, Josh. 20-11 as Coach Kappas is up on his feet right to the edge of the court. Rotates back in. Trisha Yoshimura, the 5'2 junior out of Honolulu. Yoshimura is the tiniest player on either squad, but she's got a good serve, and she lets a great overhand, top-spinning, dive-bombing serve go. And this kill shot put down by Gruzeka falls. 21-11, timeout, Roger Goodwin. And we are in game one, fans. Best of five, rally scoring, 21-11, DU's trailing. And with the timeout, here's my partner, Josh Johnson.
Well, Roger Goodwin goes ahead and calls our DUs to timeout. It's definitely not going too well for Dominican right now, as the Sea Warriors of Hawaii Pacific have pulled away 10 in front of us. A little bit of deja vu, but I know the Lady Penguins can step back up and make it happen. It seems that they happen to show a little fatigue, Stu. I don't know about you, but I'm sensing a little fatigue on our lady team part.
No question. Last night was gigantic. They played a long time last night with a ton of emotion last night.
Right. But so did the Sea Warriors, and they seem to be pretty energized. Last night they did lose.
Where
their
they
first
play last
Pac
West night?
NDNU in Belmont.
Oh, and they lost?
And they lost.
To Notre Dame Dana Moore University, the Argonauts. Okay. Well, you never know, fans. By the way, our next broadcast will be 5 days from tonight versus Menlo College. That's a non-conference affair. As the Oaks are in the house, 7 o'clock side out. Josh and I will be here. And we'll have it live for you on radio.dominican.edu. Here is the next service by Yoshimura. And for the second time tonight, Yoshimura sticks it in the net. And the DUs seem like that's the only way they're getting points right now. 21-12. It's getting late in game one. Here's Lachelle Roulon, the libero player for the DUs. At 5'2", Roulon serves it for the Penguins. Bumped up by Woodrow. Over to Gabby. Softly, Gabby. Dinks it into the net, dug out. Oh, brother, you got to be kidding me. Somehow, Gruzeka digs it out of the net, keeps it alive, and Gabby with the off-balance buckler, Pecora with the save. And the win, 21-13. Great play there by Pecora. Here's Lachelle to serve it again for the DUs. That's a great point there. And here's Mike Wells, so some of the black hole in the house. Back row. Penguins on defense. Uh-oh, trouble. Roulon keeps it alive. Pecora into the net and four touches. And the Penguins give up another one. 22-13 late in game one. Fans on radio.dominican.edu.
Seems like the Sea Warriors here, Stu, are just running full steam ahead. They're not slowing down whatsoever. They're being very aggressive, getting a lot of great digs, making tons of great plays.
The six-footer, Kelly Ballinet, serves this one up. Penguins set it up to Grand. None of the Penguins are anywhere near it. And the block is successful as Woodall ended up on her back. Boy, it reminds me of her sister's play. Jessica used to hit the deck at least once a point, sometimes more than that, 23-13. We miss her intensity, but her little sister, Jacqueline, has filled in for her nicely. And now the Penguins are on offense. After the serve by Hawaii. And Pecora puts this one down, and Pecora, along with Brooke Swingle, one of the team captains. Speaking of Swingle, here's the service by Swingle, number 23. She runs up on it. It's 23-14, fans. Into the back row. Rulon with the set bump. Now the set. They get it over to Gabby. Off balance. Gabby. Oh, this one comes off of the outstretched arms of Chantel Jones. Jones, the 5'11 senior out of Thornton, Colorado, can't handle it. And Pecora made her pay. Maybe that's why they call her Pecora. 23-15. I don't know. What do you think, Josh? Here we go, fans.
I would give that a good guess. I never go against you, Stu.
That's always a good idea. Next point, it goes for the Sea Warriors after Gabby bumped it on the block, but it went out of play. It's a game point now, fans. Game point, 24-15. Julia Gruzek out of Lodz pulling the service, and she runs on it. Oh, and throws it a mile in the air with a great serve. Penguins dink it over, and Malapai keeps the ball alive and keeps the Penguins alive as that one drops on the Sea Warriors' side. 24-16 now. The Penguins need a massive run. It is game point number two. Here's Pecora with another nice serve. Into the front row. Set up over to the left side. Natasha Bell puts it down. And that's the end of game one, fans. Final score in game one, 25-16. And the Penguins are down one love in games. And that's kind of tough.
It is kind of tough, Stu, seeing as we've definitely been here before in the past, speaking of which, the past two games. But you know what, Stu? If we are able to step up and correct ourselves in this next game, if they're able to get some kind of motivation, because it's hard when you're 0-5. That's when you really have to dig down deep and find out who you really are as a team, is when you're losing. Like they say, you know what you're made of, not when everything's going good, but when everything's going bad. And you know what, I think we got a lot of great character on this team, and I think we got a lot of wonderful players who will step up and showing a lot of heart, especially a lot of these seniors and juniors who, you know, they've played a lot of years in NAIA. They have experience, maybe not NCAA experience, but they know what it's like to be in tough situations and in tough games.
Our referees tonight sent down from the main offices of the NCAA, Steve Earnhardt and Darlene Taylor. Ms. Taylor up on the ladder. She's our number one referee, and Earnhardt number two. He's right here in front of us at the scoring table. Josh and I are high atop the eastern wall in the luxury box, the opulent luxury box here at Dominican University of California. Now with some game notes is Josh Johnson.
Like I said before, it's a little hard to bounce back when you're on five, but we know one thing, that the DUs will be able to pop back in it. They just have to be aggressive. They have to work hard, and they have to dig deep and find what it's going to take to let them win. But, hey, right now we're down one game. We have to deliver one at home. We got to deliver one at home, because after this, we're playing Menlo on the 8th, and we're back on the road, and you got to get a win sometime. And we know that Menlo has always been one of those tough teams for the DUs. Let's go against this Hawaii Pacific University and get it done. But as for Hawaii Pacific, great play. Hawaii Pacific has played great. They've had all steam rolling. You would not think they were coming off of a loss whatsoever, because they're running full steam ahead. They're executing. They're making great plays. They're playing great defense all around. You really can't argue with the play of the Sea Warriors from Hawaii Pacific. A lot of great teams out of Hawaii this year. I'm very surprised, Stu. I did not know previously of the type of athleticism that is coming out of the great state of Hawaii. But, hey, I have been corrected, and I have been educated, Stu. Seems like Hawaii continues to pop out great athletes, and athletes from all over the world go to play here. We got girls on this Hawaiian team all the way from Colorado, Brazil, Poland, Michigan, Canada, everywhere. And DUs, we recruit from quite a wide array of places too, but nowhere as far as Brazil, Canada, or whatnot. So Hawaii is definitely attracting some great athletes, and they're coming here and showing out in the Collins Center. But I have faith in my Penguins. They can pop back, and they can make it happen. We have Gabby Pecora, we have Tua Tagovailoa, Ashley Sand, the true freshman, Michelle Rulon, the true freshman, and Brooke Swingle. We definitely can jump back in this and make it happen, Stu. Just a matter of time, but this second game, this is where you prove it.
Four Hawaii teams in a row. You're right, and it has been pretty nice. Tonight's the final night of the Pacific Rim Swing. And then the Penguins hit the road, then they go play in Hawaii at all four places. So after tonight, we broadcast on the 8th against Menlo, and then we're off until the 30th when Academy of Art comes to The Conlin Center, that's October 30th. And then November 3rd, the Banana Slugs from UC Santa Cruz are in the house. That's a non-conference game. It's always nice to match up against Santa Cruz.
Oh, yeah. The Banana Slugs is their mascot. Very intimidating. Very.
That's what I just said.
The Banana Slugs. I'd rather be a penguin, Sue. Penguins are popular nowadays. March of the Penguins. Happy Feet.
A penguin as opposed to a mollusk? Here we go, fans. Side out is goes the way of the Sea Warriors. And the first serve by Kelly Keating hits the back right corner. And Tua Tagovailoa ran to the middle as if it were out. But it was called in by the back line's judge. So that's a point for Hawaii Pacific. This one is in play. It's helped over by Sand, and it drops. And Sand is credited with the kill. The scissor legs, softy, by Sand, number 18. Sand, the six-foot freshman. So Malapai will serve it up now for the Mighty DUs, 1-1. Malapai serves one up. And Hawaii Pacific slams it down right back at her. Boy, that almost ripped little old Malapai's head off. And she gets rotated out as that one landed inbounds after almost killing Malapai.
Some reminiscent of Tim Lincecum. Looked like a little fastball tossed right into her, into the hardwood. Malapai almost had to dive out of the way to keep from getting any injuries off of that.
Malapai to the bench, and in the back left corner then rotated in her place is Woodall. Here's the next serve by Yoshimura, who's come in for the Sea Warriors. Good serve there by Hawaii Pacific. And they pick up the point as the subsequent kill shot was not handled by the Penguins. 3-1. Sea Warriors. DU now on offense. Tiana into the net. Tua Tagovailoa just a little bit too low. She was flat-footed there, Josh. And Tua Tagovailoa is so tall that when she jumps, she's way, way above the net. But when she doesn't jump, she's right. Not way above the net. She's about even with the net. And this one into the net by Yoshimura. That's her third unforced service error tonight into the net, Josh. Yoshimura has given the Penguins some real gifts so far. Here is Tua Tagovailoa to serve it for the DUs. 4-2, game two. The Penguins got to get it together. This night could be over quickly. Having lost 25-16 in game one, this one comes off the front row. And the Penguins with the point. It's tipped. No, they gave the point. Well, wait a minute.
They gave that point to the Sea Warriors, too. They went to Hawaii Pacific.
No, they didn't. Penguins are serving.
Penguins are serving,
so they gave the Penguins the point. But wait a minute.
The refs did.
No, they gave it to... Yeah, there. Now they've switched it on the board.
Oh, okay.
Now it's 4-4.
Because the refs
four.
Did at first indicate it, just for
You're
all
right.
clarity.
You're right. First they indicated to the Hawaii team.
And then they
put
it
on
over. To the DUs.
Then they put it on the board for the Hawaii team, but Tua Tagovailoa served. And now the Penguins have it alive, and somehow Gabby gets it flat-footed. She's falling backwards. Anyway, it's 4-4, fans, and this one smashed to Grozeka, and a two-touch is called on Tua Tagovailoa, and now it's 5-4, Sea Warriors. So the referees were totally out of sync there. 5-4, but now they've got it together. The referees were indicating one side won, and the opposite side was serving, which can't be. Well, I suppose it can be in a parallel universe, but it's not the way it's supposed to be.
Not on planet Earth.
And the service now by the Sea Warriors is good. And the Penguins are down by two. Now it's 6-4. Palaio to serve again. This is two in a row for her. Softly, right into the middle row. And the Sea Warriors dig it out of the net. Flat-footed, tipped by the Penguins. Now Gabby goes into the back row. It's bumped nicely by Kelly Keating. And it's smashed into the back row by Palaio, the libero player. Now, oh, nice play by Pecora, who was winding up with the right arm way over her head and then snuck the left hand in it there, Josh, and softly dinked it over.
Showing veteran smarts. That's why Gabby Pecora is former CalPAC Player of the Year. Hopefully soon, Pacific West Player of the Year, if not honorable mention.
Point for the Sea Warriors is Lachelle Roulon serves it into the net, 7-5 in game two. Penguins down, one love. And here's Julia Gruzeka, the 5'10 senior. She throws it way up, runs up on it. Ace. Right at the feet of Rulon, and Rulon couldn't even get to it. Josh, that thing went right over the net and dropped off the side of the table. Woo! Boy, what a top-spinning dive bomber that was. That was nasty. That was funky. 8-5, and here's the next serve by Gruzeka. And it was a real nice serve. It just bites so hard once it gets over the net.
It had some weird spin on it. I'll give you that, Stu. It was a little more funkier than James Brown.
Now the block by Gabby, and it goes way out of bounds. And Gruzeka will serve again. Well, she is something else. She's got that runner, man. That thing is that is going to be difficult for the Penguins to get used to. It's 9-5.
The Sea Warriors seem to be on top of their P's and Q's, Stu.
Here's the next serve by Gruzeka, helped over by Swingle into the middle row. It's saved. Now it's smashed down with a kill shot by Chantel Jones. Heard a lot from Jones in the start of game one, not so much lately. 5'11 senior is Jones, and timeout's been called by Roger Goodwin.
And Roger seems to be calling a lot of timeouts frequently this game, Stu. He's trying to get everything together, trying to rally the troops and figure out what's going on here. But
10-5, fans. We just have a few seconds to go now until the end of the timeout, and Roger Goodwin has called the ladies. It is 10-5, and you are listening to NC2A Volleyball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Josh, so far we are in game two, and the Penguins are not giving away too many points tonight. In fact, they're not giving away that many at all. I mean, they're playing fine. They just seem a little like the heavy legs from last night.
A little bit. I sense some fatigue on their part. But that's the funny part is this team played last night as well. And by this team, I mean the Sea Warriors of HPU. And they seem pretty energized. They're moving around great. They're serving great. I mean, we're seeing a lot of wonderful play coming out of them, showing a great athleticism, a lot of real smart, just smart-minded veteran play, it looks like. And, you know, the DUs are just a little, you know, they're just like you said, heavy legs. Just seeing a little fatigue, and that game last night took a lot out of everybody.
Both teams playing very well. Black Hole is now in the house. They showed up a little bit late, but Gruzeka with a very strong serve again, 5 in a row. And here's the set by Gabby. Hawaii fields it perfectly. Kelly Keating saw the seam there in the middle of the court. None of the Penguins were in the house. Nobody home. 11-5. DU trailing. Gruzeka with her sixth. And the runner. And Gabby with the set. And the bump. And the Penguins are now on defense. Ripping it across is Bell. Bounced way up there now to Gabby. Oh, and Pecora gets the kill in right at the feet of Gruzeka. Good play there by Pecora. As most of hers are.
No doubt. Cora knows when to show up when we need her. She kept us in that game last night, that final overtime we went into with, or that sudden death, I should say, we went into with Chaminade University.
Tipped off the top of the net on the service by Swingle. It rolls over, but it kicks wide, 12-6. And so the Penguins' advantage of having control of the ball was very short-lived. Natasha Bell to serve it up for Hawaii. Penguins are back on defense now after a nice service. Into the back row, Rulon with the bump. Now Swingle with a set over to Pecora. Pecora couldn't put much on it. Poor communication between Souza and Bell. They both went after the ball at the same time. Neither lady could field it. 12-7 DUs. Here's Gabby. Middle of the house. Gabby with a nice one. Open-handed. Helped up. Oh, softly. Penguins got it somehow. Boy, I thought that was going to be trouble. Chantel Jones went up like she was just going to smash it. And now dinked softly by Mariana Souza. And Souza lays it in there just perfect. That was a veteran play. Yes. Souza really, really saw the gap and took it.
Souza is bringing it tonight, Stu, all the way from Brazil.
13-7, fans. Chantel Jones with a nice serve into the back row. It's bumped up by Gabby. Set now over to Malapai. Malapai goes cross court. Hawaii's on it. Bumped up by Swingle. Set by Malapai. Tiana, cross court. Bump by Souza. Set. Gruzeka, back row, Rulon. Now Tiana softly off the butt of her hand. Diving for it, Hawaii. Penguin point. 13-8. Laurel Grand to serve it up for the Mighty DUs now. Penguins in their home whites with the black shorts. and the gold numbers. Penguin colors, black and gold. Hawaii Pacific with the next point. Penguins can't maintain control of the ball very long, Josh.
Well, we're not making a whole lot of mistakes tonight, Stu. It's just that we're a little bit being outplayed in these first two games, it seems like.
14-8, DU trailing. Kelly Keating with a nice serve. Penguins off to our right. Smashed across by Tiana. Set up now to Souza. Souza drops one right at the feet of Swingle. And that one goes down at high velocity. 15-8.
Swingle looking a little upset at herself of that one, Stu. Seems like
do we have some exciting game notes for between games 2 and 3?
Yes, we did have some exciting game
notes. No, are we going to?
Oh, we will have the most exciting game notes.
Excellent. Now there's a kill by Sand.
All these back-to-back games, Stu, it's. I'm telling you, I'm getting old.
I hear you.
Watching this stuff.
I'm beat up from last night, man. If for the fans out there who didn't hear our live broadcast, it is posted now. And if you want to download that and listen to last night's proceedings, it was by far the most exciting match of the year so far, 15-9. And, Pecora with a brilliant save right at her feet. Hacked across. Uh-oh, trouble for the Penguins. Rulon with a big bump. Helped over by Tiana. Right back in her face. And that didn't seem very fair as Kelly Ballonet was in perfect position. The Penguins managed a brilliant save. And Ballonet was right there to stick it right back in the neck of Tiana Tuatagaloa, 16-9. In for Hawaii is Yoshimura, who's got 3 unforced service errors so far tonight. Yoshimura now with the service. This one's perfect. To Rulon on the left edge. Set up to Sand. Goes cross court wide. 17-9. Sand had a good shot at it there. But she just off the right hand, left side of her right hand, Josh, and it just went a little bit wide. 17-9.
No doubt about it, Stu. Roger once again calls his team over here trying to get the troops rallied, trying to figure out what's going on, giving a little pep talk to your DU Penguins.
Trying to break up the momentum or something for
something's
Hawaii. They haven't called any timeouts tonight, and I wouldn't either.
Well, Hawaii's doing everything they need to do. They're executing. They're being what they need to be. And despite the second and third valiant efforts by DU on this pass play, Hawaii wasn't shaking. They're not on their heels whatsoever. They stepped up and they made the play right when they needed to. It seems like they're ready for everything the DUs are throwing at them. This is probably a team that watches a lot of tapes too and does a lot of studying, knowing how to stay composed and how to keep their composure throughout the entire match. You know, it's going to be a tough one, Stu. I'm not going to say I overestimated or underestimated Hawaii Pacific University, but I'll definitely say that they're showing me a little something I didn't expect.
Well, that sounds like an underestimation.
Well, you know me. I'm stubborn. I don't like to say I'm
all right, that's a good call. You're a homer, and I appreciate
unless
that.
Unless it's holy names, I never even estimate them.
17-9.
I pull out my estimator.
You don't, yeah, the estimator isn't
it doesn't apply
over
to
or under. It doesn't matter. 17-9, unless it's names, then it's always over. No,
oh,
it's
yeah.
Always under. No, I don't know what it is.
It's just not even.
Dropped in by Kelly Ballonet as the Penguins fought hard for that point. But, you know, the longest rally of the night's only been about 8 hits.
I'm telling you, last
and that
night
one was
saw,
only 3.
Last night we saw multiple rallies that game.
Here's the next service
for quite
by
a while.
Yoshimura. Yeah, you're right. Last night was just a barn burner all the way around. A perfect serve by Yoshimura. The Penguins bumped it up, led Swingle right into the net, and she couldn't do anything with it. Now it's 19-9. We're getting late in game 2. Best of 5, fans. Here's Yoshimura into the back row, bumped by Pecora. Set by Swingle. Tiana back row in. That one landed right on the line, right ahead of Yoshimura. And Tuatagaloa with the killer. 19-10. Now a timeout has been called by Sea Warriors. Head coach is Daryl Kappas. He's assisted by Kahala Cabalas and Crystal Torres. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu, and I'm assisted by Josh Johnson. And here he is, fans.
Well, we're always letting you know here at Dominican University, we have great student programming. We're talking plenty of great student shows from the Battle of Sexes, the Midland Lounge with Mr. Clean, Pilo's Power Hour, as well as the All-Pro Sports Show on radio.dominican.edu.
I've heard of that show. Who's the host?
The host is Mike Wells, and another character. He's a funny guy.
The man, the myth, the legend?
Josh Johnson.
I heard of him, too.
No doubt.
19-10.
For all you fans last year, it was Jet Jackson. We have changed back to the government names.
He's got a lot
for
of aliases.
Sake. Oh, I have tons of them. I got to come up with a new one.
Ali. I don't know. And we're back underway, fans, as Tua Tagovailoa unleashes a beautiful serve into the back left corner. Oh, it's set up to Swingle, who rolls it off the top of the net. Swingle diving for it, and it goes down. 19-11, and that was a spectacular play.
No doubt. A pretty lucky shot, and we will go ahead and take it, though, Stu. We'll take almost, all the points we can get.
Almost as spectacular as that play last night. Where
off the head.
Off of Swingle's head, and the Penguins got the point last night. 19-11, as the ball is dinked into the middle row. Diving for it is Woodrow, and the Sea Warriors pull within five of the win in game two. It's now 20-11, fans. Sea Warriors to serve. Black Hole insisting the Penguins let's go. Great save there by Woodall. Helped over by Swingle. Sea Warriors in good position, though, now on offense. It's tipped off of the outstretched arms of Swingle. And Hawaii gets the point.
we're getting old, Stu. Chaminade was last night.
Yeah, no, you know what? I got confused because I actually heard the overhead announcer say the Penguins picked up the point. But I watched the referees. 21-11.
And it looks like they're making that correction right now, Stu.
And Coach Kappas wants the check on the lineups. The referee does so. Everything's square. 21-11, game two. Here's the service by Pelayo. And the Penguins now on offense. Gabby goes back row. It's bumped up by Pelayo. Now it's set. Now they get it over to Grzeka. Penguins with the block. And HGU manages to get it down on the DU side. But somehow they got that point to drop below the blocker's hand. It ran right down between the blocker and the net. 22-11. This one's in the net. 22-12. And Pelayo serves that one. Gives one to the Penguins. It's a little bit late for that, though.
It is.
That's one of the problems the Penguins have been having with the serving into the net. And I'll tell you what. Hawaii Pacific has served a lot into the net tonight. And now a perfect kill. Very softly. Deftly by Chantel Jones. Jones came flying in like she was going to murder it, and then she just softed it over, 23-12. Here is Julia Grzeka to serve for Hawaii Pacific. She throws it way up there. Oh, God, what a serve by Grzeka.
She's just an athlete, Stu. I don't know what they're feeding them in Poland, but she's getting up above.
She almost hits the ceiling when she throws that thing up there, and the Penguins answer with the kill shot, though. 23-13, Swingle to serve. But that is a tough serve to handle. Here's Swingle now. Swingle gets the whistle from the right side. Swingle pounds it up. Uh-oh. And I thought it was scooped by Chantel Jones. She was kind of off balance, leaning backward, Josh. And the Black Hole wants the scoop called, too. But no. No call. Game point. 24-13. Serving for the Sea Warriors is Natasha Bell, the 5'9 sophomore out of Sunnyvale. Penguins with the back set to Grant game. Grant slammed it into the outstretched arms of Amy Tresiera. Tresiera is a 5'11 senior out of Golden, Canada. And Tresiera got the block and credited with the point. A 3-minute break, fans. Here's my partner, Josh Johnson.
Once again, DUs are down 2-0. Once again, we're in a must-win situation. It's been a tough season so far for the Lady Penguins, but if they can step up and get it done, I would very appreciate it. The Lady Penguins can go ahead, and they can do it. We saw them give great play and come back last night, almost coming away with the victory. Tonight, they're going to have to do it again. They're going to have to step up. They're going to have to make something happen. Something's going to have to give in this game. But the Sea Warriors are just being the Sea Warriors. They are warring ahead, and they are just pretty much outplaying the DUs right now. Despite Dominican showing great plays, playing great defense, the 4-1 in conference Sea Warriors out of Hawaii are just delivering. They are standing and they are delivering. They are not being shaken. They are not being tossed aside by anything whatsoever. They are maintaining composure, and you cannot blame them. You cannot blame them. They're coming in here and they're delivering. They've been on a road trip in California as well. And DU's, after this game, will have October 8th here at home. versus Menlo, and after October 8th, they hit Hawaii for a whole week, and they got to go down there and play those teams. So it's definitely not going to get any easier here, so the DUs should pick up a win here at home as soon as possible. We definitely advise for it, and the home fans definitely want it, but hey, we're still out here supporting our Lady Penguins, and we're always trying to let you know that you got to come out and support the Lady Penguins always here, and don't forget to tune in to our other great student programming here on radio.dominican.edu, where our team is the communications department, and our head coach is Melba Beals. We give you the best in live student broadcasting and live sportscasting here only on radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back at you with this broadcast in about 25 seconds here. Stuart Horn will jump on the mic and once again bring you your play-by-play here on radio.dominican.edu.
All right, fans, here we go. The end of the between game break has come. Game three is upon us. Penguins down 2-0 in games. Place is loaded Saturday night. October 3rd, 09. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters. Penguins will be back off to our left, occupying the southern end of the Conlin Center. Hawaii Pacific off to our right. Northern end, Dominican University of California. Live NC2A volleyball, Penguin style, radio. Dominican.edu. Oh, Penguins. Penguins playing all right tonight.
They're playing all right, but I think we're being a little outplayed here, Stu. You know?
I think you're right. Well, I mean, Hawaii Pacific's pretty good.
They're real good.
They've got some. They've got some players. They've got some hops. Obviously, well coached.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, the Penguins can say all of those things as well, but Penguins but still looking for that first conference victory.
And the home fans want one here at home, Stu. I mean, it'd be great for them to get on the road. I'd be more than happy, but they went at home. And we're also reminding about Midnight Madness or Midnight Mayhem here on campus, Stu. They're probably going to be live streaming that game from Hawaii.
All right. Keep an eye on that.
No doubt.
Check the website for that. That's October 15th, I think. Penguins are the side out in Game 3. And the service by Swingle is a good one, but the Sea Warriors answer with the kill. Penguins down by one in Game 3. And best of five, Josh. So the Penguins better get it together right here if they want to keep this thing alive. Kelly Keating.
Oh, it's do or die once again, Stu.
Yep. Penguins seem to be in the do or die mode lately. But last night, they took it to five games. Tonight, I'd like to see it go to five games. And now a two-touch is called on Rulon. Roger Goodwin doesn't like the call. And now they're now Swingle's over talking to the referee up top, and now the referees want to have a conference. Swingle made her case to the referee up top. That's Darlene Taylor. Darlene Taylor has called Steve Earnhardt, the number two referee, over to discuss it. The bump was called against Rulon, which looked like a clean bump.
It looked like a set, to tell you the truth, Stu.
She was calling as if it were the fourth hit. And now Pecora accepts it, and they call, I think they're going to call it a redo. And they give the service to Kelly Keating, but they gave the point to Hawaii Pacific. Into the net, and now it's 2-1. And the black hole doesn't let you get very far when you serve one into the net right
in
front of them. And
dropped the score back down to 1-1 here.
Yeah,
Stu,
you're absolutely right. So they did not end up giving that point after all. It was a redo because it was a missed call by the referee. And so I'm going to say that Swingle and Pecora had it right. Obviously they did, or they would not have reversed the call. Pecora with the serve, and the Penguins get the point. It's now 2-1, fans, in game three. Here's Pecora with the runner. Oh, with a great serve there. And now a whistle is called. And Coach Kappas comes up. It was whistled dead as Pelayo dove for it as if it hit the ground right in front of her. But I thought Pelayo dug it out of there cleanly. The whistle came from Earnhardt. And now the ball is thrown back to Earnhardt as Coach Kappas came up on his feet in an instant. 3-1, and so it's going to be credited to Pecora as an ace. Dews will take it. Here's another runner by Gabby into the back row. This one is not an ace. Pelayo takes the bump. Oh, man, what a block by Grant. Now Grzeka gets it into the back row, rolling over her back is Gabby Pecora. She can't save it, though. 3-2. Natasha Bell, the 5'9 sophomore out of Sunnyvale, to serve. She brings it up, bumped up by Roulon. Now the Penguins are just helping it over without much on it. Virtually nothing. Oh, man. And in stride, Julia Grzeka runs up on it. Straight from the back row, Josh. She runs as fast as she can, gets as high as she can, slams it down to tie the game at 3. Here's the next serve by Hawaii Pacific University. Served across by Bell, and it's a beauty. And the Penguins are now on defense. Into the middle, Nalapai gets it over now to Gabby. Bumped up by Grant, set by Swingle. Punched across by Tua Tagaloa. The Penguins are on defense now. Diving for it is Swingle. She couldn't do anything with it, Josh, 4-3.
No, it came right at Swingle. She gave the most valiant effort she could, Stu. Dived down there to dig it out, but no luck for the DUs right now. But we're still close in it, though, Stu.
Natasha Bell to serve another one now. Black Hole insisting that the Penguins, let's go, Penguins, let's go. And let's see if their demands are met. Into the back row. Penguins bring it across, and Kelly Ballinay spikes it, but a little too flat, Josh. And the DUs tie it at 4. Laurel Grand to serve. Man, this would be a monumental comeback. I mean, you can't have a monumental comeback until you're 2 games down. That's what I say.
I agree with you. That would be monumental.
I mean, if you're going to come back and win one, get 2 games down first. That's what I say.
That's if the other team lets you come back.
That's Grzeka with a killer there, 5-4 to you trailing. Pelayo to serve. Coach Kapp is back up on his feet.
So if the comeback is not monumental, what do we call it? Just the comeback?
It's just a comeback. Sure. Okay. If you're down 1 game, you come back and win the night. No, it's just a comeback. It's nice. But if you're down 2 games and trailing and then win the night, that's monumental. That's epic.
Oh, yeah.
I guess epic is when you're down 2.5 games. Okay, into the back row now. Tua Tagaloa. We'll get it straight.
Into the back corner.
Oh, diving forward is Grant. Ooh, Grant hit the deck. And I think she's going to have a raspberry on that right hip.
Oh, yeah.
5
she went
up.
Down hard, Stu. We heard the thud up here.
Yeah,
ball
she's really
right
hit.
There in the corner, Stu.
She really hit hard. Here's Tua Tagaloa now. The nice serve into the back right corner. Taken by Sinoe Reka. Reka's a 5'9 freshman out of Waimanalo, Hawaii. It's the first we've heard of her tonight. This one tapped over by Malapai. Oh, and they're going to give the point to Hawaii Pacific as Malapai reached too far over the net. And now Grant is yelling at the referees. Rotation in. Kelly Keating out. Madison Hardy, a 5'7" sophomore out of Cameron Park, California, is in. Not too far from Shingle Springs.
Where is Shingle Springs? And where is Cameron Park? I've never heard of it.
That's up Highway 50 by where Samstown used to be.
Oh,
shout out to Cameron
Samstown
Park.
Is.
I went to Camarado Junior High and Ponderosa High School.
Oh. Well,
which are up there in Cameron Park and
Ponderosa High School?
And Ponderosa and Shingle
like
Springs.
Little Joe and Haas and all those guys?
Kind of. 6 up, fans. Here's the helper.
That is indeed the Ponderosa.
By Madison Hardy, the 5'7" sophomore out of Cameron Park. And she helps it over. Hardy gets a 7th point for the Sea Warriors. 7-6. Do you trailing? Here's Sinoe Reka. Oh, man. Reka with a great serve. The Hawaii Pacific's very deep. I'll give them that. Well, all their players are players. And the Penguins tie it up at 7. It's 7 up, fans, and Josh is drinking one right now.
Oh, no doubt about it. 7 up as well as a Gatorade. Well, actually, no, I'm not drinking 7 up, Sue. I'm drinking a Gatorade because I've given up soda.
Yeah, but Gatorade is never a score.
True.
7 up every once in
a
while.
We can work it in there. We're smart. We can get it.
Well, speak for yourself, bud. This one's dug into the net. Dug out of the net, I should say, after being hit into the net by Grand. But Grand can't keep it alive. 8-7 now. The Penguins trail. Chantel Jones. Every time the Sea Warriors pull ahead, seems like the Penguins get right back there.
Oh, yeah. We're on their tail. We just can't get ahead, it seems. Still.
Chantel Jones with the service, and it served. Oh, man. Pecora had a perfect set. Pecora can't get the kill down in time. It's deep. Penguins trail by 2. 9-7 coming up on 8 o'clock on the West Coast, fans. Not as far west as Hawaii, but we are in California, for those of you who are wondering and those of you listening abroad in the islands and elsewhere. We're broadcasting worldwide as usual. Now the kill shot by Kelly Ballinay is good. And a timeout has been called by Roger Goodwin and the Lady Penguins. It's 10-7, fans, Game 3, and the Penguin fans don't have a whole lot to be happy about right now. It's getting late, and the Penguins are nowhere near winning a game.
So, Stu, I have a question. If you were in Roger's shoes right now, Roger Goodwin, our great coach here at DU, what are you saying to your team? You're down 7-10. You know, you've lost your first two. You really got to win this game. What do you say? You've been here for 10 years, Stu. You've seen it all.
But I've never coached volleyball at the collegiate level. And what a Rogers. I mean, you're 0-5 in the season in conference. You're about to go 0-6. You're down two games, 10-7 in game three, to a team that has four conference wins. I really don't know what he would say. But I would say that, well, the Penguins, you're playing your game. You're playing hard. You're not making a bunch of mental errors. But keep the faith. Don't let up. Play to the end. Keep playing hard. Don't give it to them. Make them fight for it. 10-7. Here's the service by Chantel Jones. Penguins on defense. The spike by Gabby Pecora is wide. Left. Pecora had a perfect look at an open lane down the left side, and it's wide. 11-7. Jones to serve. The 5'11 senior is Jones. She wears the white hose all the way up under the knee pad. This one's helped by Swingle. Swingle saw the gap. Instead of setting it, she just quick set it over. 11-8. Swingle to serve now. With the runner. Oh, a beautiful serve by Swingle. Boy, that was spectacular. That was a real bright spot on the night. Gruzeka runs up on it, flat-footed, and she caught it low in the hand, Josh. She had this hand outstretched, but it was not very high. It's 11-9, and here's another serve by Swingle, and another dive-bombing beauty with topspin. Swingle with a nice set, bumped up. DU somehow maintained control of the ball. Here's the set, and the kill by Pecora drops.
And the DUs are slowly but surely climbing back in it, Stu.
11-10.
Slowly but surely.
Methodically, the DUs are in it. And now there's all kind of whistles going. And the whistles blew.
Before
and Swingle
serve.
Let the serve go. And then Hawaii Pacific rotated in the players, and the referees let them rotate them in. And I think Swingle argued that, especially such a great serve. But the Penguins don't argue. Swingle argued for an instant. I would have argued longer.
Oh, yeah.
Tua Tagovailoa now, flat-footed, gets it across. Haven't heard much out of Tiana in Game 3, and now the Penguin blocker, Laurel Grand, gets a hand on it as it goes way out of bounds, 12-10, Game 3. Best of 5. Penguins must win this game to stay alive in tonight's proceedings. Madison Hardy now to serve it for Hawaii Pacific Sea Warriors. What's a Sea Warrior, Josh? Might have to look that up. Over to Tiana. Tiana gets the kill. He's a Warrior of the Sea. That makes sense.
Well, we're going to check it out.
12-11
right
as Josh goes to the internet. Pecora to serve now, number 6. Good old number 6 is Gabby, the senior, the team captain. 12-11. Pecora with the runner and a lot of topspin, and that was a spectacular serve. Into the back corner. It's called out. DU's tied at 12. Penguins like to dig deep and win at least a game tonight.
It would help, Stu, going into more conference play if we would be able to step up and win one.
Penguins want to get a conference win. Fourth Hawaii team in a row they faced. And last night was about the closest you can come to a victory without actually grasping a victory. And here's a soft one for the Penguins, saved by Grant. Good play there by Grant. Oh, no. Malapai missed it completely. Two touch. It didn't matter. It was short anyway. 13-12, Warriors.
Serving number 8, Natasha Bell.
Bell to serve as Yoshimura is coming out of the game. In her place, Sanoe Reka. Reka's got a tough little serve on her. I mean, she's a fine server, though she did not start tonight's game. Now the Penguins on defense. Helping it over is Kelly Ballinay, who's been a real pain in the Penguins' side tonight. 14-12. Tasha Bell.
I'm sorry about that, Stu. Almost reminiscent to the Hilo game. Everything we got one of seems they have two or three more of it, Stu, over here with HPU.
Yeah, that's a good call. You're right. They are very deep. They've got players coming in off the bench. They've got players we probably don't even know about. They are very deep, and this one's called inbound on the back line.
And that was in, Stu.
That was in.
That was very close.
A killer by Tua Tagovailoa.
The HPU bench did not like that call.
No, they didn't like it.
Rulon's
come in place. Or no, Rulon is out. Sand is back in there for the DUs. 14-13. And this one is tipped off the front row, and I think Tua Tagovailoa got a hand on it. No, it was deep. No tip. Sea Warriors call the timeout, fans. 14 apiece. And the Penguins have tied things, and that's a very good sign for the DUs. You got to learn to dig deep. And the Penguins, they could have thrown in the towel down two games. They were down 5 points a minute ago. Now it's tied 14 up. Game 3. Here's Josh.
What's happening, sports fans? As my man Mike Wells would say, we're always telling you, tune in to radio.dominican.edu. If you're an Indian unsigned artist and you want your music featured on the radio, yes, broadcasted live for the whole world to hear, let us know here on radio.dominican.edu. You can contact us through email. Or if you're a student on campus, stop by one of the people you see working in radio. Either me, Mike Wells, Eugene Reinhardt, a lot of great people here in the communications department that will let you know where you need to go to let your music be heard here on radio.dominican.edu. Best radio this side of Earth.
If you are a musician, you want your stuff played, as Josh mentioned, you can email it to us at radio@dominican.edu. radio@dominican.edu is our email address. Our URL is radio.dominican.edu. See how easy we make that? 14 up,
so easy.
The end of the timeout's come. The end of the music is coming when Josh gets to it. Is the end of the music ever going to come?
And the music is here.
Oh, there it is. Now the Penguins get the serve off. Here is Malapai. And Malapai puts down the killer. Malapai sticks it at the right foot of Madison Hardy. Hardy rolls over, but she can't save it.
And I believe the DUs are up for just about the first time.
15-14 Penguins. Here's Grand. Roger Goodwin has a smile on his face. Into the back row. Over to the right side. Now it's bumped up by Pecora. Pecora to Tiana. Into the middle. Saved nicely by Hawaii. And this one's blocked by Malapai and Sand. And it falls on the Hawaiian side. The Penguins are up by two, 16-14.
The DUs already go ahead and go up, Stu. But it seems like they have to keep able to keep this composure, keep this momentum, and keep it driving.
Here's Grand with the next serve. Penguins on defense now. Cross court. Smashed by Swingle. Set by Tiana. Malapai. With a pretty good spike move there. But there's no way to defend against Kelly Ballinay. And Ballinay unleashes the fury, Josh. A shotgun blast from the middle of the court. 16-15 in the front row. Penguins up by one. Serving it now is Palayo. Palayo's been pretty tough on the DUs. 5'3" sophomore. Palayo all the way to the back row. Bumped by Gabby. Uh-oh. Off balance. Tiana couldn't get any hops on it at all. The ball had been fed to her far too much. Now diving for it. The Penguins get the point. Penguins with a brilliant block. 17-15 DU.
Now a little pressure being put on Hawaii Pacific as they have to come through here to order to take home the W, but DU is not letting them go home easy.
Hey, you're absolutely right. Helped across now. DUs are back on offense. Now set over to Malapai. Into the back row, it bumps. Ooh, almost a two-touch on Bell. But somehow the Penguins now on offense. Oh, and Swingle takes it herself. Bell to the ceiling. Not quite off the ceiling. Now the forward The forward set by Swingle. It's still alive. What a save by Pelayo. You got to be kidding me. This one goes over, and a lift is called against one of the Penguins. And it was called against Grant in the back row. And I thought it was a pancake save. And it's 17-16. Goodwin doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it at all. He thought they went up with the pancake save, but they said it was a lift. I don't agree. I saw the...
Boy, that looked good to me.
I saw no fouls, Stu.
But, Josh, everybody knows you're such a homer. You would never claim the Penguins did anything wrong.
Are you saying I'm blind to DU?
I don't know. That's exactly what I'm saying now that you mentioned it. Here are the Penguins on offense. Malapai gets it across nicely. Hardy helps it over into the back left corner by Sinoe Reka with the killer, the 5'9 freshman out of Waimanalo.
Well, I'm awfully biased for a member of the media, I have to say.
17 up, fans.
I'm awfully biased when it comes to my team.
I think all of our listeners know that, Josh.
No doubt. But hey, I give the other team props when they do well.
Guzeka with a nice service to Gabby. Off the top, Gabby, Penguins with a point. 18-17, game three. Getting very late in game three. Penguins approaching the red zone. See if the DUs can hang in there now. 18-17. Here's Malapai, Loimata Malapai out of South San Francisco, the 5'7 junior. And the Penguins, Malapai with a brilliant save. Back across Swingle. Swingle flat-footed, gets a lot on it though. Now here's Reka, Sanoe Reka, smashes it into the net. Roger Goodwin comes up on his feet. Penguins by two, 19-17. And that whole thing was set up by the brilliant save by Malapai. She stands back behind the line. Serves one into the back right corner. And a great play there by the DUs. Malapai getting some props here. Here's Gabby with the killer. Gabby, it's still alive? I thought it was dead meat. In the back left corner by Reka. See, Warriors with the point, 19-18. Reka saw that back left corner. Two-handed it back there. And now a rotation. Yoshimura is going to come back in place of Sinoe Reka. Yoshimura, the 5'2 junior out of Honolulu. Yoshimura had a tough time serving in the first game. Tighten things up in game two. See what she does here. Ooh, this one's into the middle row. Bumped up by Malapai. Over to Gabby, into the back row. Tough play now for the Sea Warriors, but somehow they're still alive. And it is alive, bumped up by now Tiana. Over to Gabby. Gabby with the killer. Oh, man, what a block by the Sea Warriors. Here's Gabby. And Gabby finally pounds it through the outstretched arms of the Sea Warriors blockers. 20-18, and we've reached the red zone. Lachelle Roulon, the libero player for Roger Goodwin, will serve.
And this is where the DUs have had problems in the past. Once they get to 20, can they deliver? Stu, can they finish?
Roulon serves one right into the back row with a ton on it. That was just a great serve. Now it's tipped off of Swingle's hands in the front row. Sea Warriors with the point, 20-19, game three. Lachelle Jones now. Chantel Jones, the 5'11 senior. Chantel Jones, number four, to serve it for the Sea Warriors. Oh, boy, what a great serve. And Roulon couldn't do much with it. A good block there by Swingle. Oh, no, Tiana dove for it, and it's 20 up as Tua Tagaloa bumped it, Josh, but led the setter into the net. Timeout, Roger Goodwin fans. And the Penguins better dig deep. It's red zone time. 20 up, game three. Here's Josh.
I'm telling you, just when we get a step on this team, they seem to pop right back, Stu. And they're not going home easy. Neither are the DUs, though. And they're playing Don't Stop Believing here in the Collins Center. And we're trying to get a win. We're trying to get a win in this game so we can survive. This is just about survival right now, Stu. Getting to the next game. BYU is looking to take it home. We're just looking to stay alive right now so we can go ahead to the next game and be able to pull out the W, hopefully. But we're still fighting an upward battle here, so.
Speaking of our next game, Josh, next Wednesday, October 8th, I think that's Wednesday. Penguins welcome in Menlo College. The Oaks will be in the house. That's an old CalPAC rivalry. It's a non-conference affair as the Penguins have moved into the PacWest Conference, NC2A. But it's always nice to play the Oaks. Right here in the Conlin Center, side out, 7 o'clock, October 8th. Josh and I will be here. 20 up, fans. Here we go. No doubt about it. Chantel Jones to serve from the middle of the house. Middle row. Right in the middle of the area of play. Here's Gabby. Gabby picks up the point. as she smashes it off the blocker. That's Madison Hardy. Swingle to serve now, 21-20. Penguins on top in game three. Penguins looking to stay alive in this match where they trail 2-0. This one's punched into the back row. Bumped by Roulon. Set over to Tiana. Softly into the middle. Saved now by Palaya. Penguins on defense. Into the back row. Bumped up by Malapai. Good play. Here's Grand off the side of the hand. Oh, my goodness. Saved by Palaya again. I'm going to say that's a half a dozen by Palaya. Miracle saves tonight. And here's Tiana into the back row. Bumped up now by Yoshimura. Now the Penguins are back on defense. Smashed across by Bell. Penguins back on offense. Helped over softly by Grand. Now the Penguins on defense. Into the back right corner. And the Sea Warriors pick it up as they run it down the lane on the right-hand side. Roger Goodwin is up on his feet. He's really yelling at one of the DU's 21 up for letting it go. Long, good rally there. Roger didn't like that at all, Josh.
Well, no, you don't see Roger get a little too razzled every now and then.
That's how I react when you say something on the air that I don't like.
Oh, really?
It's the same. Well, like you don't know. 21 up. Here we go, fans. And, the Penguins with a save. Dug out of the net. They can't keep it alive. Gabby dove for it. Grant came in behind her, and the Penguins trail 22-21 in game three.
No doubt. You sense a bit of frustration from Roger Goodwin right now, trying to get his DU team to stay sharp and to stay composed.
Madison Hardy now serving for Hawaii Pacific, and there's an ace inside the red zone. And Roger's up on his feet. Let's see if he calls a timeout. Now he wants to rotate in Jacqueline Woodall in place of Malapai. 23-21, fans. Games to 25. Penguins are down 2-0. It's a do-or-die, as Josh says. Do-or-die situation. Almost. We're 1 point away from sudden must-not-die. And the Penguins... I think I just made
sudden
that up.
Must-not-die.
Here's Woodrow. She helps it across. Good play there by Jacqueline Woodall.
Good play on words there by Stuart Horn.
And now Gabby backs up on it. Smashes one into the back row. Yoshimura with the bump. Now the Penguins, Roulon. Oh, no, Roulon got a hand on it, and it's match point, 24-21. Sea Warriors have the opportunity to take the match. And it's Madison Hardy to serve it up. Match point, fans. Penguins are 0-5 in conference. They want to keep it alive. Gabby with a smash. Oh, somehow the Sea Warriors save it. Helped over softly into the net. Woodrow dead. Game over, fans. Game over. 25-21, Josh. Pretty rough night for the Penguins, who had the heavy legs tonight. But a good game. I'm not going to say the Penguins played terribly tonight. And I'll tell you what, fans. If you listen to DU Volleyball and radio.dominican.edu, you know if they played bad, Josh and I would say so. No question about it. However, the Penguins did not play poorly tonight. I don't think they played up to their potential. Last night they played very hard, and I think it took a lot out of them. 25-21 the final of game three.
I agree with you, Stu. It was a little bit of an off game, and I don't think we played our type of game tonight. We didn't play a good game, and we were a little bit outplayed by Hawaii Pacific. But we're reminding you guys to tune in to radio.dominican.edu. October 8th, next Wednesday, we will be bringing you a game versus the Oaks of Menlo here at Dominican University, only on radio.dominican.edu, Stu.
7 o'clock side out, fans. That takes the Penguins to 3-14, 0-6 in conference. Hawaii Pacific, 8-7, 5-1 in conference. Pretty tough. That concludes the home portion of the DU schedule, playing against the Pacific Rim teams. Now the Penguins will take on Menlo on the 8th, and then they'll hit the road for the better part of October, as they'll travel to Santa Cruz and Hawaii and then Belmont, and then they'll be back home on October 30th. So keep an eye on the website. Josh and I will be back on the 8th for Josh Johnson and the rest of the broadcast crew here at Dominican University. Stuart Horn saying so long from the Conlin Center. Penguins losing 3, but we'll try again on the 8th, Josh. We'll see you then, everybody. Radio.dominican.edu.